Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Videos show what appear to be unidentified flying objects. Well, they clearly are unidentified flying objects, rapidly moving while recorded by infrared cameras. Two of the videos contain service members reacting in awe at how quickly the objects are moving across the sky. One voice speculates that it could be a drone, but others say, oh, that's not a drone. Here's again the audio of those pilots talking. If you've got that, Ashley, go ahead and play it.
Roger,
there's
trouble shooting.
Can you box moving target?
No, I took an auto track.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Wow.
Lou Elizondo joins us on WGN Radio to talk a little bit about that. Lou, you're on the air. How are you today?
Hey, sir, I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me.
You're currently the Director of Government Programs and Services at To the Stars Academy. What was your job relative to this video? How do you know much about that, Lou?
So, sir, for a better part of a decade, I was part of a small program within the United States military apparatus in the Pentagon called ATIP. ATIP stood for the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. And while there, my colleagues and myself, our job was to study any type of strange or anomalous vehicle that was either in U.S. airspace or over a controlled combat theater of operations.
Can you describe for our audience what that sound was that we just heard? What would we see when we watch this video?
Well, what you see and what you hear are two different things. What you're hearing is the exasperation by trained pilots. These are the best of the best. In some cases, our pilots go through a special training called Top Gun, and they're trained to recognize the difference between an F-16 and a MiG-25 and an Su-22 from 20 miles away. And what you hear in the audio is the exasperation of these pilots chasing something that they have no idea what it is. And it's flying pretty fast right over the water. And you hear them basically being vectored in. And in the initial part of the audio, he says, dude, what is that thing? Is that a drone? And the other guy says, no way, man, that's not a drone. And we know it's not a drone because we didn't have any drones flying in that airspace at that time. What you see in the video is different. What you see is what looks to be like a black and white screen taken right. Is actually gun camera footage from the aircraft and an attempt to try to lock on to a target. And it's only towards probably midway through the video do you actually see this, what appears to be a little white dot or a tic-tac flying at a pretty fast pace relative to their position. And they struggle for a little while trying to lock onto it, but they finally achieve a lock on this thing, and they're just completely blown away. But I also think it's important, if I may just very quickly, bring up the fact that there's other videos as well. And you hear that same level of exasperation by pilots who are trained to be cool under pressure, and they know what an aircraft looks like. They know what a balloon looks like. They know what a missile looks like. And obviously, these things are none of those.
When did this happen? Where did this happen?
Well, when the videos first came out, I wasn't allowed to discuss that. That was still considered sensitive information. But now it's become public that the three videos, one occurred in 2004, and then the other ones were much more recent in the 2014 and 15 timeframe. And the most recent videos were taken by pilots off of the USS Roosevelt.
Has the Pentagon released this? Is this the Pentagon's? Is the U.S. government allowing the release of these, or have they been leaked somehow?
No, and I think that's a misnomer. No, they were never leaked. In fact, we, about 2.5 years ago, put in a specific request through the official Pentagon program office, which is called DOPSER. I won't go into the long acronym. You know we love our acronyms in government. But it's the office that's designated to basically review information and material prior to it going out. And so they released the videos, they approved the release of the videos, and the videos went out. What you see now is an actual endorsement by the Department of Defense officially that is stating for the record that, yes, A, these videos are authentic and they are real from military platforms, and B, that they are unidentified flying objects. So that's a big deal. The Navy did this about a year and a half ago. They admitted that these were their videos, that these came off of their weapon platforms, and that they were unidentified. But to have the Department of Defense, truly, I think this is historic, to come out and say, yep, you're right, the videos are authentic, and there are videos, and frankly, we have no idea what the
over what body of water were they flying?
Well, in the first video, again, unfortunately, your audience don't have those videos in front of them. There are three of them. One was taken off the coast of San Diego in the Pacific, and then the other ones were in the Atlantic theater. So,
how fast do you think those things are going?
The United States.
How fast were they
I'm
going?
Sorry?
Any idea how fast they were going, Lou?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. In some cases, we had these things estimated at speeds well above 13,000 miles an hour, and that's at an altitude of about 5,000 feet. And that's tremendous, because the lower you are in atmosphere, the more friction there is. And maybe some of your audience has heard recently that some of our adversaries, like Russia, have developed hypersonic weapons. Well, these hypersonic weapons, to fly that fast, have to fly very, very high. And they're still only achieving maybe 5,000 miles an hour.
Okay, wait a minute.
These things have been twice that.
Wait a minute. 1,300 or 13,000?
Thousand.
So Mach
1300.
Mach 1 is about 700 miles.
Correct, at sea level. So you're talking Mach speeds that are in the double digits. You're correct. And that, for me, I think is what's so compelling. And also, they're doing right turns. They're doing instantaneous acceleration. They're doing things that aircraft don't normally do. And I think that's something that your audience needs to...
Okay.
When you're looking at these type of videos, understand.
But then the only thing it could be, I mean, so that's not the Chinese or the Russians or the Japanese, and it's not us. The technology, I'm just gonna throw this out there, does not exist to go 13,000 miles an hour at almost sea levels and make right turns. So the only thing it could be is an optical illusion. That's something, you know, the sun could travel that fast. Light can move that fast. You know, a cloud can part and suddenly a ray of light could zip across the sky. Mm-hmm. We've seen that. Loot, how is it not that?
Well, because our team looked at those things. We look at weather phenomena. We look at if there's artifacts in the camera lens. But the bottom line is that these are actually being witnessed by pilots. So not only do you have pilots witnessing it, you also have electro-optical data. The camera is witnessing it, and which being backed up by radar as well. So an optical illusion, you can't pick up on radar. That's yeah. Not the way optical illusions work. And furthermore, objects that we're detecting are coming out of the sky at 80,000 feet and then hovering 50 feet over the water and then disappearing over the horizon. So it's truly an enigma. And if it is foreign adversarial, like you said, then we've got bigger problems on our hands, because that means
yeah, right.
Someone has right.
Well, if they can go, if you know, the Japanese, Chinese, or Russians, I don't know who else it could possibly be, can go 13,000 miles an hour, you think they would have done something with it by now, or we would have figured it out. I mean, that would be such a quantum leap from the technology we have that it's hard to imagine that anybody could be that ahead of us, right?
Well, and therein lies the problem, because we, as the United States, spend billions of dollars each year to avoid something we call strategic surprise. You do not want the enemy to get ahead of you technologically. And that's true in most cases. So we spend a lot of money to make sure we're always ahead of the game with our research and development, et cetera. So this is why for us it's so compelling, because in the Department of Defense, despite having the best weapon systems in the world and radars to tell us not only what kind of aircraft it is, but even, you know, what air base it took off from,
yeah. We
were getting a big goose egg. We had no idea.
Hold on a second. Lou Elizondo's on a phone line, the Director of Government Programs and Services, now with To the Stars Academy. These are the people that are trying to further figure out what this could be. We're going to do our Bright Side of Life segment. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. Call right now and tell me your good news. You can text in as well. Lauren Lapka will read the text. I'll take your phone calls. But I want to finish this conversation with Lou when we come back. And Lou, just for a minute then, give me the best explanation of how that could be something from another world. We're visiting with Lou Elizondo, who studied for the government and now privately these sorts of unidentified flying objects, most famously this one released recently by the Pentagon, by the U.S. government, and it shows something that nobody has an explanation for, moving at 13,000 miles an hour, and that was just a few years ago. So, Lou, if it's not us and it's them, how could it be something from outer space?
Well, sir, first, if I may, let me correct the record just for a second. I don't want to make any misstatements. The object you see in the video, that one was not calculated at 13,000 miles an hour. However, other videos, the objects were certainly calculated at that speed and performing in incredible ways, where G-forces off the scale. But I just want to make sure I'm clear with your audience. That video that is available now, that one is not traveling at that velocity, but others are. And then as far as your second question, what it means as far as us being alone in the universe, that's a question my colleagues and I for the last 2 years have been trying to answer. We had a documentary last year, and we have another one this year through History Channel, where we have military witnesses, we have psychologists, we have academics and scientists, all asking that same question. And really, like you said earlier in your program, it's really only three options. Either A, what we're witnessing is some sort of super secret U.S. technology, which is highly doubtful because you don't test super secret technology in and around combat theaters where everybody can see it and endanger the pilots' lives of our Navy and air crew. The other option is that it's foreign adversarial, and in which case we've got a really big problem if Russia or China has managed to really have over the last 10 years a technology that is a paradigm change from what we have today in our understanding of physics. We're in real big trouble. And of course, the last option, it's neither U.S. or foreign, in which case that's a question that really you and your audience have to figure out, because it's a much broader question that's going to involve everybody, I think, in our society, our theologians and our academics and our scientists and our politicians and our citizens. That's a question really for you, not me.
Are you rooting for that version of it?
Actually, sir, I'm not rooting for any of them. They're all kind of disappointing to me because I'm an old gumshoe investigator, just the facts, ma'am, kind of guy. And for me, before I even took this job with the government, I couldn't even really spell UFO. I wasn't a follower. I didn't really, you know. So for me, it's just I'm just finishing the job that I was given in the Department of Defense in the first place. And whatever the results are, I just want the answer. I don't really care what the answer is, as long as we have an answer. For me, the biggest threat is not knowing.
Fascinating. If I watch that documentary, where do I see it on TV, Lou?
Yes, sir. It's on History Channel. It's called Unidentified, America's UFO Investigation. And this is now our second season. It is a documentary. It is not a drama. There's no actors. There's no script writing. What you see is what you get. No retakes. These are all former military and law enforcement personnel and intelligence officers. And they are they're having an open and honest dialogue with the American people. And for me, this is the first time we've really been able to have this conversation without the associated stigma and taboo that normally people associate with this topic. You know, little green men and grandma saw some lights.
No, I'm not making fun of it. That video is compelling. Lou Elizondo's on a phone line, and we have to say so long for now. Currently Director of Government Programs and Services for To the Stars Academy. I'll visit with you again, Lou. Thanks for your time today.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.